Disproportionately, fewer Black Hoosiers have access to middle-class jobs in math and science professions. That disparity starts with K-12 education gaps, and inequities magnify in the workforce. WFYI's Sydney Dauphiné reports on a study that measures that problem and work being done to address it in Indianapolis.
Quincy Jones says K-12 education quality has life-defining impact.
I would say, for me, who I'm trying to help most with my work is Black and brown children.
He's a leadership director with Teach for America, a nonprofit that works towards equitable education. Jones planned to become a doctor, but he gave up that dream as he was applying to medical school. He said he was one of the few Black students, and it felt like he didn't belong there because it looked like he didn't belong there.
I didn't think I was ready for it. I didn't think I had the scores. I didn't think I was good enough.
He says he needed more support to get through this period of self-doubt, which is a pretty common feeling for Black and Hispanic students. And a study shows it's one of the reasons few Black college graduates go into science, math, or technology fields. Of all Black graduates at Indianapolis public colleges, only just more than 10% earn STEM degrees. That was from a study on the city's education to workforce pipeline. It was conducted by business and community leaders. It also found an overall decline in college enrollment across the state.
And then wide gaps in what individuals choose to study.
That's Jason Cloth, an author on the report. He's the president of Ascend Indiana, an organization that connects people to economic opportunity and stable careers.
Students coming from lower socioeconomic backgrounds that are disproportionately students of color persist at far lower rates.
Achievement gaps start in early K-12, and the study attributes some of that to a lack of Black teachers. It cites data that shows when Black students have even one Black teacher in elementary school, they're more likely to graduate high school and consider college. All of these factors impact the likelihood of a student considering college and completing their degree.
A lot of it has to do with prior educational attainment. Were they prepared to take the level of math or the level of science that would be required to be successful in an engineering or computer science program?
It starts that young, and it creates racial wealth gaps later in life. One example of a company trying to close those gaps in Indianapolis, multinational technology company IBM has partnered with Ivy Tech Community College to offer more students from low-income backgrounds training to go into STEM fields and land middle-class jobs with health insurance. Joe Perry is the lead chair of the IT department at Ivy Tech. He says this partnership will make career readiness more equitable.
This is workforce preparation. A student can go to an interview and say, well, I've actually been in a security operations center. I know the job that you're giving me.
The company will offer work-based learning, certificate programs, and millions of dollars worth of software in the next 3 years. Career development opportunities are just one remedy for a complex problem. The report on the education to workforce pipeline suggests employers also need to improve diversity and equity initiatives in the workplace. One person working on that, David Hall, the director of Martin University's Center for Racial Equity and Inclusion. He also consults for other companies and institutions.
Me personally, being a Black male in higher education, that a lot of places may have a meaning towards diversity, equity, and inclusion, and, you know, recognizing and celebrating it, but a lot of people don't really know what that means to the institution, for example.
So Hall focuses on tracking measurable results of DEI work, like sense of belonging, systemic access, and effective communication. He urges companies to focus diversity and inclusivity efforts both inside the company and externally.
That's great, but what about your product? What about who it's actually impacting? What about the visibility? What about the access? You know, what about the network that you're actually promoting to? Where are you making these things possible?
Hall and others working on this problem in Indianapolis say equitable answers to those questions will build a cycle of reinvestment in Black and brown students and show them that they belong in opportunities like medical school and in other STEM careers. I'm Sydney Dauphiné, WFYI News.